Deputy Summit County Manager Jenna Young said a new bill in the session that they had not expected was HB 98, allowing contractors to hire their own building inspectors. She said the county is very unhappy that the bill passed.
It is a very bad bill still in our opinion, and one that Summit County remains the most concerned about. It did go through a lot of changes through the session thanks to the hard work of our teams, so it's not as bad now as when it started. But for instance, it prohibits the local regulation of certain building design elements, gives more authority to third-party building inspectors where they can even issue the certificate of occupancy. You know, there are other provisions, too, that really tie the county's hands if, by chance, we do the initial review of the permit and find some issues. We want them fixed. We don't have the power to make sure those issues get fixed.
She said the legislation could affect the county at a federal level.
We were just made aware by the county engineer that the Association of State Floodplain Managers, which is a nonprofit, a national nonprofit organization of about 20,000 members, really dedicated to reducing flood losses, they came out opposed to the bill. They've sent a letter to the governor asking that he veto it because, as they view the bill, it could be interpreted to circumvent the National Flood Insurance Program minimum standards, potentially suspending Utah from the program, which would disqualify the state from receiving federal disaster assistance and may disallow federally backed mortgages for structures in those or those special flood hazard areas.
Young said they're hoping that Governor Spencer Cotts vetoes the bill. Young said she understands that builders can get frustrated waiting for inspections, but Summit County tries to be responsive.
I mean, we have inspectors generally out there within the three days, and things in general move really smoothly here. You know, we are in situations where we have very large developments, very large homes that sometimes just take a little extra time to review. And so, you know, I think sometimes that's frustrating for developers, but we have shown that, you know, we're good partners and you know, we want to get through these things, you know, in the quickest way possible, as long as making sure that health, safety, welfare is upheld as well.
Concerning another bill, SB 221, about short-term rentals, the county was happy it didn't go very far.
Made it out of committee, but didn't go further than that. We were concerned about this bill because it would have prohibited us from regulating short-term rentals when they were in owner-occupied units, such as things like we couldn't limit the number of people who could stay in them. There wasn't any ability to make sure there was enough sewer and water services to serve those units, and you know, a bunch of those health, safety, and welfare concerns. So we're happy to see that this one didn't move in the process.
Finally, another outcome they welcomed was SB 61 failing in the Senate. This would have restricted the county's ability to regulate signs.
This was something the county was really concerned about throughout the session because it would have prohibited our ability to regulate billboards in the county, such as their type, location, placement, size, that type of thing. And as folks know, currently billboards are not allowed in Summit counties. We were concerned about this, worked really hard through our associations and with the city's association to get this defeated.
Deputy County Manager Jana Young, who said a similar bill is brewing, so the issue is not going away. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.